Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Charlene?
This is she.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Sam. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation as well. I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chances, or you don't think you will vote?
I will vote.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what's your age, just for statistical purposes?
72.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
White.
Thank you. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay. 10.
10. Okay, thank you. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thanks. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, and what specifically makes you say that you are dissatisfied? You can share.
Congress can't get our budget fixed.
Okay. Let me take notes of that. All right. Thanks for sharing that. Let me move on. Now, in which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Let me give you options. You can select two options at top, okay? So,
okay.
Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, health care costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedom, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence. Which two would you select at the top for you?
The economy and climate issues.
All right, you said economy and climate issues. All right, thank you. Let me move on. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
And would you say that you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you for sharing. Now, thinking about race relations in Americans, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, I think they're staying about the same.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Okay. Thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Again, very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. Now, would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
No. No. Probably since I'm white, more rights. But, you know, wow, okay. I don't want to answer that question.
Nice, no problem.
Okay.
That's fine, no problem. Let me move on to the next one. Now, I'll let you rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please also let me know. So okay. Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
70.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis?
20.
Taylor Swift?
No opinion.
All right. The NAACP?
M as in Mary or N as in
no.
Nancy?
Correct. N as in Nancy.
Is it the NAACP? NAACP?
Correct.
No opinion.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
No opinion.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Uh, 40.
Donald Trump?
0.
And the Democratic Party?
20.
Thank you so much. Let me move on. I know it's still a long way off again, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
If they were today. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Like zero.
All right. Okay. Now, I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. And you can tell me either you strongly agree or disagree, or some would agree or disagree.
Okay.
Here's the first one. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
I somewhat agree.
Okay. Next one is, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Now, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. American democracy is under major threat now?
I somewhat agree.
Okay. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. America is on the path to another civil war?
Disagree, somewhat disagree.
All right. Thank you so much. Moving on. Right now the survey is moving on to the 55%. That means that we're close to finish. Again, appreciate your time giving me here today. Let me move on. So, okay. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the numbers of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Do I oppose it?
Correct. You either strongly support or oppose, or somewhat oppose, or somewhat oppose. Oh, sorry, somewhat support.
Okay. I support it.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
All right. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founder and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Or statement B, other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of American based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. So which of the two statements do you agree with more? A or B?
The second one.
Second one. And would you say somewhat the B or much more letter B?
Well, I agree more with the second statement.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today, undermined in our country today. Mm-hmm. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with this. It's being undermined or under threat. A 5 means you somewhat agree, and a 0 means you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one.
Okay.
A fair and equitable court system.
I would say 5.
All right, thank you. Free and fair elections.
Seven.
All right. Thank you. Now, quality K-12 or K-12 education?
Quality K-12 education?
Correct.
You're talking about public education?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. 7.
Okay. Secure borders?
5.
Thank you. A strong military.
8.
Thank you. Religious freedom.
8.
Traditional family values.
5.
Affordable health care.
4.
All right. Thank you so much. Right now the survey is at 87%. We're getting closer. Okay. Thank you again.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement. And a 0 means you do not agree with that statement at all.
Okay.
You can use, again, any from 0 to 10. Here's the first one.
Okay.
America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. So from 2 to 10.
Okay, I don't necessarily agree with that statement. Okay. I guess I'll say a 5.
5, okay. Thank you. Now, next statement is, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
Well, let's see. I think I am fairly, I think 5, just I'm neutral.
All right.
I think
that would be a 5.
Something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote in the next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. So from 10,
I'm still motivated to vote.
Still there. All right.
Yes.
Now, switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4 years of college, so I have my bachelor's degree.
All right. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
Once a week. All right. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Probably suburban.
All right. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right. Well, that actually concludes the survey today. Again, I really appreciate your time here and hope you have an amazing rest of your day.
Take care now. I hope you do too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.